Summer brings sunshine and hot weather, but it also brings changes to air quality.
The Lung Association and most organizations kind of track two pollutants in the air, and the one that we pay a lot of attention to right now is ozone.
That's Ruth Canovi, Director for Advocacy for the American Lung Association in Connecticut. She says ozone pollution is created during hot summer days.
Research has shown that the groups at greatest risk for poor health outcomes from ozone pollution in particular, and these levels are children and anyone age 65 and older, people with existing lung disease such as asthma or COPD, and then also people who work or exercise outdoors.
Canovi suggests that people can remain safe in the short term by remaining indoors during an air quality alert. Long-term lifestyle changes can help.
We also always encourage people to do their best to try to clean up the air that we have. And so there's the ones that we can do to protect ourselves when that's happening. But there's a number of activities that we can engage in throughout the year that will improve the quality of the air we breathe, like driving less, looking at electrifying the sector, or taking public transportation.
Connecticut residents can review the air quality index on airnow.gov to determine whether it's safe for people most at risk to go outside. Cyrus Henry, Connecticut Public Radio.